everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all of the dirty details.
This week, we'll be talking about Adriana Locke's book, Crank.
But first, how was your week?
Hey everyone, Crystal here. Before you think I've gone rogue, I am momentarily hijacking this episode to wish Kristen an early happy birthday. She is still in her 20s, but she is inching her way to that 30 mark. My favorite joke about Kristen is when someone tells me how great she is, my response is always, yeah, she's great. Because I hear it all the time. It really is amazing how much we've crammed into this friendship in less than 5 years. So here are a few of my favorite highlights. When my dad was having surgery, she brought my family dinner and scheduled for someone to come out and clean my house just to give me a break. I mean, come on, that's amazing. She sends me Just Because postcards that I come across weeks after she sent them. She always builds me up, and if it's been a really rough week, she just does what any good top shelf friend would do. She makes me a margarita and she feeds me tacos. But the craziest one is she asked me to officiate her wedding. And girl, I am in all those ceremony photos, so if this friendship doesn't pan out, good luck editing me out. But my favorite part of our friendship is this podcast we created together. Not only do we have the best laughing fits when we record, it really just gave us an excuse to hang out more than we already do. I was super hesitant about it. I don't typically love public speaking or putting myself out there, but Kristen always has this misplaced faith in me that gave me the push that I needed to step out of my comfort zone. So yeah, I guess you could say she's pretty great. So I hope you have an amazing birthday and thank you for our amazing friendship. And now back to our episode.
So my week is about the same, but we did get to watch the Friends reunion.
Yes.
I was really excited about that. I didn't realize it had been 17 years.
I know.
So what did you think about it?
I loved it.
It was so good.
I loved it. It was heartwarming, funny, and it was just done really well.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I just thought they would all be on a couch and just talking the whole time about the experience. And that wasn't what it was.
No.
It was so much more than that. Yeah. They replayed old scenes, they reenacted some things.
I love
in
the
present day.
The game that they played.
The game.
That was so cute.
They did the table reads from the scripts.
I know.
I mean, it was so creatively done.
I really liked it.
I loved it. I want to watch it again already.
I do wish there were some other people that they brought back. I love that they brought back Janice.
Yes.
But, you know, I wanted Paul Rudd, you know. I thought maybe their kids or something. You know, I thought that would have been kind of cute.
It was so good.
Yeah, and they even mentioned that this will probably be the last time they all get together like that for an interview. It just doesn't feel that long to me. I don't know if it's because the reruns are constantly on, so you always see them and they're always like, you know, in your living room, I guess. But, you know, it just doesn't feel like it's been almost 20 years.
I know.
Man, crazy.
They look good, though.
They look great.
They look good.
Yeah. I feel like Lisa Kudrow aged the best.
I was going to say that.
Yes.
She looks fantastic.
She looks great. I also heard she's incredibly smart. Like, she's a Mensa member or something
is
like that.
Is she?
Yeah. Or she's like, yeah, her IQ is like way up there. She's
Did
super
you
smart.
Hear, this is totally a sidebar, that the youngest member of Mensa ever was just inducted?
How old?
2.
No way.
2 years old.
Well, like, what's the test for that? I don't understand.
I don't know. But a 2-year-old, her IQ,
no way.
I'm not smart enough to know what the process would be to get a Mensa.
Wow.
2 years old.
My kids need to step it up. No, I'm kidding. It's not going to happen.
But anyways, the Friends reunion.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow, you're right. Looked fantastic.
She looked great. And Joey was just so cute.
Lovable. Oh. He's just a big teddy bear.
And it was kind of eye-opening. I didn't realize that Ross and Rachel. Yeah, I felt like that was a new thing, right?
That was a new thing.
Yeah, so they had crushes on each other when they first started working together. Oh my goodness.
I had no idea. I mean, obviously they wouldn't tell me.
Right.
Why didn't they tell you? Like, I was on set and would have picked up on it.
But when did you start watching it?
I think when I was in college.
Yeah. Such a good show.
It is such a good show. I had it playing today because it got me back in the spirit.
I know.
So that was fun.
So my other story is that we recently purchased a new vehicle, mainly because, you know, kids take up a lot of space. And so we had to get a new car. But the funny thing is that I always like to talk to the people that are doing like the paperwork. And I'm like, tell me the most interesting story you have. And the guy was like, so there was one girl that came in. She got in a car accident. She needed a new car and she didn't care what it was. She just needed something because she was about to go to college. So they ran her credit. The smallest percentage for interest that she could get was 30%. And I'm just like, 30. I'm like, could you imagine making car payments on an interest rate of 30%? I'm just like, oh my God.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah. I'm just like, you're never going to get out of that hoopty. You know, she bought like the shittiest car out there.
I mean, that is just shocking. I can't even believe it. It's, I'm like, so
you need
shocking.
To work on your credit before you do anything else. I mean, that's higher than most credit card interest rates, you know?
That's so high.
Yeah, but that was it. What about you?
My week was fine. I mean, whatever. But we went to a wedding.
Yes.
And it was a family wedding.
Uh-huh.
We knew everybody there, right?
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. We go to a lot of weddings.
Yes,
obviously
you do.
Not in the last year or so, but mm-hmm. before that, we've been to our fair share. Probably 20 weddings, which I think it's kind
That's
of
a lot.
I don't know.
Wow.
It feels like a lot. And we love weddings.
Right.
Love to attend them. We have dinner, you know, normal thing, mm-hmm. whatever. And then the DJ says that there's going to be a surprise. And in this scenario, I wasn't excited.
Right.
I was like instantly fearful. I just felt like whatever was going to come through that door,
uh-huh.
I just had this nervous energy.
Really?
I was like, I don't know what it is.
What do you think? It was going to be like a tiger or something?
Kind of.
Oh my God.
Well, you laugh, but it was at the zoo.
Oh.
It was
okay,
at
well, then
the
I could
zoo.
See that.
So I was like, is this going to be an animal?
Yeah.
I could not imagine what it was going to be.
Oh my goodness.
And what walked through the door was an Elvis impersonator.
Which sounds like a good time.
And it would be.
Right.
Okay, but let me just frame this for you a little bit. So we're not in Vegas.
Nope.
We're in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm just going to be honest. This was not the top tier Elvis that you want to get for your event.
Was this like end of life Elvis?
He was clearly stoned. And
oh my God, this sounds amazing.
If you want an Elvis, like I get it. You got to be on something to be an adult Elvis entertainer.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
I get it. But like or take an upper.
High, yeah. You know? High on life. Yeah.
Take an upper.
Yeah.
Get through it, go home and cry yourself to sleep. I get it.
Was he like slurring?
He was just very lethargic.
Oh my gosh.
Which is not what you want in an Elvis.
No.
He was like a bit overweight for an Elvis. Yeah. The outfit was clearly not top of the line.
Like he bedazzled it himself?
It was something like that. Okay. I mean, and so he comes out and he just kind of walks out slowly.
Mm-hmm. He's like, let's just do this. Let's get it over with.
And then the song, an Elvis song, starts to play, and he starts to lip sync to it, which is uncomfortable for everybody.
He didn't even sing it?
Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
So he's lip syncing for this first song, and you can tell he doesn't quite know what to do. He picks out a grandma at one of the tables and, like, gets her to come
Stop.
Dance with him. And then he just, like, zeroes in on her and her alone, singing to her, only looking at her.
Grandma's so uncomfortable.
The performance is for her. And the rest of us just have to watch this.
All right.
So that happens. And then he just like goes and lingers around.
Wow.
He actually does pick one table and just shakes every person's hand at that one random table. And then goes and just lingers in the background.
Wow.
This is where I find out that the bride and groom did not know Elvis was coming.
This who? Was it the parents?
The parents of the bride. This
oh
was their
goodness.
Gift. And it was a surprise.
Is it because they're big Elvis fans?
The bride must like Elvis.
I mean, I like a lot of people, but I don't want an impersonator at my wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's clear it's a surprise, which is horrifying. And then I can see the moment where the mother of the bride goes to the bride and the groom, and we can't hear it, but she's clearly asking if it's a good idea for Elvis to sing their first dance song.
Oh my goodness.
And they're nodding along. They're down for it, which is good for them. They go for their first dance. He lip syncs the Fool's Russian song, and it's the full song. So he's just like walking around all the tables pretending to sing as they slow dance.
Okay, yeah, that's awkward.
And then he just stays.
Like he hangs out after his performance?
Sure does.
Mm.
Sure does. Just still lingering in the background.
Wow.
And then they stop the dance party a little bit later, and then he sings for real.
And how was that?
Not great.
Mm.
Not great. And then we left. It was really something.
Wow. Did you look over to the bride and groom? Were they like happy? Were they pissed?
They seemed to be fine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean.
Interesting.
Thank you for not surprising me with an impersonator at our wedding.
Here's the Backstreet Boys.
And it's like five dudes who are just like
slightly high, a little overweight.
Like, oh, thanks. You shouldn't have.
And I'm just like,
you really, really shouldn't have.
But I did.
Thanks. So that was the most interesting wedding.
Yeah, I could imagine.
We've ever been to. And we went to one, or I went to one that was a full Disney theme.
I remember.
Remember that one?
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, you got to really love Disney.
Yeah. We sat at the Dumbo table.
Or think that, clearly an insult. Clearly. They're like it. Who do we hate? Dumbo
felt like
table.
It. Felt like it.
I would have been like, what the
fuck? I know. I was like, that's the best I could get here? Dumbo?
I'd take a villain over Dumbo.
Brutal. So that was my week.
I love a good wedding story, though.
It's a shame that we're out of friends. we're out of them. Like, mm-hmm. We don't have really any other friends who are getting married.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think we're kind of done, which is sad because I love them. We'll see if any of them get remarried a second time.
I've done that.
I hope it's a beach wedding.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Okay. So this week we are talking Crank by Adriana Locke.
Yes, we are.
And we love Adriana Locke.
So this is a very important book for us.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So probably around this time last summer, we just started with the pandemic. We're like, what are we going to do? You know, and then you were like, I got an idea. What do you think if we started our own romance podcast? And I was like, best idea you've ever had.
Crushed it.
And then we just got to work. We just started Googling and YouTubing on how to be a podcaster. And, you know, we got all the equipment. But this book is really what kind of sparked that interest.
Yeah, I think Adriana Locke's few series that we first started out with were the first ones we read together.
Yes.
We read this entire, this is the Gibson Boy series. This is the first one. So we read this whole series together. We read a few of her other series. We are just like diehard A-Locke fans.
We call her A-Lock.
She's our girl. She doesn't know it, but we love her.
But now you do.
5 stars.
All the time.
Just handing 5 stars.
I mean, the
to
series
our girl,
was
A-Lock.
Really good. I mean, we really like the Gibson boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love how she has some series that overlap, which you created that family tree. I'm sure you'll post it.
I'm going to be posting that.
Yeah. Our characters in this book are Walker Gibson and we have Sienna Landry.
Yes.
And the Landrys have their own series.
Yes, they do.
So this is part of that crossover. Mm-hmm. Which I love.
And one of the Gibson sisters, Blair, we did that episode last season, episode 3 in season 1, where it's the Mason boys. Family. Yeah.
Mason family.
Yeah.
And that series is still ongoing.
Yes.
She just released Reckless.
She did.
Awesome. So this one has a 4.18 on Goodreads.
Ooh.
But for us, it's a 5 star.
We feel
star.
Like it should be like a 5.2.
Yeah. So we start with Walker.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's just so hot.
He is.
I don't even know what it is. The way she wrote him, I'm just like, just drooling.
And we really start with Peck. So Peck is so lovable.
We love Peck.
And he's a cousin or a family friend?
He's a cousin.
He's part of the Gibson Boy series. So he does have his own book.
Right.
He's in the fam.
Mm-hmm.
And Peck is hilarious. And we start with Peck making a beeline towards Walker. And Walker can tell something's wrong. Peck is like, man, you got to get outside. Someone just bashed the front of your truck in. Walker's like kind of a hothead. So he's like, who is it? Do we know them? I need to get out of there. So he's just like storming out there. And Peck's like, I'm sure it's not a big deal.
Peck, I just feels like, is the peer mediator in all situations.
But Walker storms outside the bar to see who he's going to beat to the ground for this incident, but it's a hot gal.
Oh no. Threw a wrench in that.
And he stops because, she has long blonde hair with some purple streaks and bright blue eyes. And she looks unapproachable, but he said she's hot as hell.
Oh.
So he goes to his truck, and sure enough, his grill and headlights been bashed in. It looks like it's been done by a baseball bat. So
on purpose.
He's like, can either of you tell me what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
And they just are silent. I assume because he's scary.
Right.
Like sexy, but scary.
Yeah. So hot.
Love every second of Walker. But the girl he sees is just like, me? I didn't see a thing.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, no, you really didn't see anything. You're standing right here.
I feel like, my truck.
I feel like you would have seen what happened. Walker just being like the mean guy he is. It's like, well, before I call the sheriff about this, I'm going to give you another chance to tell me what happened here. And that changes her tune quick. She was kind of flirty and funny before. Now she's just like, it was me. And she tells him that she accidentally hit his truck with a baseball bat and introduces herself. This is Sienna.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that happened.
Yeah, she said she was just kind of swinging the bat around.
Just her, by random cars just that don't belong to her.
Swinging it around. Eventually, Walker's like, well, in order to believe this story, I'm going to have to see your swing. Just like kind of messing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she does do it. I think she does like her version of like a sexy swing, like booty out.
He's like, oh.
He's like, I like that swing. And he knows, I mean, what you may not know because if you didn't read it, what we know is that he's a car mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very easy for him to fix. And the damage is not that bad. Mm-hmm. In his mind, he's like, this is like $50.
Right.
An hour's worth of work.
He's having just a little fun with her.
He's having fun with her. Mm-hmm. And because he knows he can fix it really quickly. But he tells her, come see me Monday morning at Crank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll sort this out. And she's nervous.
Right.
She doesn't want the cops called. She'll pay whatever she has to. She feels bad about it. But that's the deal. Mm-hmm. She has to come in on Monday.
Oh, darn. I'd be like, you mean now? I'll go right now. I'll meet you there.
You want to talk in your bedroom? I'll lay it all out for you. So a little backstory on Sienna is that she's in town living with her friend Delaney because her friend had this idea for a boutique and they've been designing for it and working together. But her friend has to leave and go back home.
Aww.
Sounds like you're so sad. Her friend's family has a farm. They need her help.
Yes.
And so this kind of puts Sienna in limbo. She now doesn't really have a reason to stay, but she's not like desperate to get back home either.
And she just met Walker.
And we have Walker on the table.
Yeah, I think I'd stick around.
What's the harm?
See how it plays out.
What's the harm?
I mean, this is probably one of the first books we've reviewed where he's like a blue-collared mechanic.
Loved every single.
I'm loving it.
Like, if you're not going to be the CEO.
Or a baseball player for you.
Right. Just like a, Just like a, Just like, good with your hands. I'm sweaty.
Oh, no.
Monday morning comes.
Right.
And Peck works at the auto shop. Peck works there.
Yes.
Walker owns it. And Peck is just making comments that the place is a mess.
Right.
Right.
There's very like unorganized.
Papers everywhere.
Yeah.
Rags everywhere. Just giving Walker a hard time about it. And while they're kind of bickering about it, Sienna walks in.
Oh.
And she walks in and apologizes because she realized after the fact she didn't actually apologize for hitting his truck with a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him she's embarrassed. That was out of character. She's so sorry. And he's still messing with her. He's like joking with her.
But I feel like he's messing with her, but also trying to keep that persona of like he's a hard ass.
Yeah.
You know?
But with like a slight smirk.
Right. Just a little.
And she's prepared to just pay for the damages.
Right.
But she also is thinking like, I could just leave a stack of cash here.
Because Sienna comes from money, right?
She does.
Yeah.
But she's like, that's kind of boring and predictable.
She wants to work off her debt.
Well, I don't know if she wants to work off her... Well, maybe
you know what
she,
I mean, girl.
You're right.
I was like, get with it, Kristen.
Well, she's never done any manual labor in her life.
No, but I didn't mean that.
But you're thinking a different kind of labor.
Yeah.
Doing great today, you guys. So there is a moment where Walker has to go check on something for the car. So she's in the lobby area by herself.
Right.
And some customers start to come in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man who comes in, says, you know, his car is here to pick up. And she's like trying to get Walker's attention. She can't. She's trying to find some invoices.
Mm-hmm.
She can't. It's just a giant mess.
Because it's just chaos. Yeah.
Somebody else comes in. They're here to pick up their car too. She's meeting these people and hearing their stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like the man, he goes every morning to visit his wife who has Alzheimer's.
Ugh.
And you love
Ugh.
Him.
Yeah.
And then the woman who comes in walked like a couple miles
right.
that morning with her new baby. To get to the doctor for her sick
it's
baby.
So sad,
and she,
yeah.
So she just tells
Bleeding
them.
Heart.
Yeah, and I get it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, on the house. No big deal. Here's your cars. And they're just like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then Walker comes in and is like, were there people here? And she's like,
I took care of it.
She's like, how much would it cost for a new tire? Also, like, how much was the work on, you know, this lady's car? And he's like, what are you talking about? And then he starts to get a little irritated because he needs this business, right? Mm-hmm. It's a small town. He needs the business. And she's just letting customers walk out the door with all of his work for free. And she just is telling him, like, you can just add their bills onto my tab. Like, I'm already racking one up with the baseball bat to your truck. Just put it on my tab. And he's just like, a man's man. So he's like, I'm not going to take your money. Mm-hmm. Which, like, he should just take the
money. I'm like, take her money.
Take the money. But then Peck comes in and kind of overhears some of this conversation and is kind of like, I got an idea. We need a lot of help around here. This place is a mess.
Right.
What if you work off your debt?
Oh.
Like Crystal likes to say. She has the time, right? Like, she is in limbo right now. She has no place to be. And she says, you know, I don't mind working off what I owe. She goes, I'm not going to clean the bathrooms, but I will straighten the place up. And that's the deal.
Bing, bang, boom. Which I feel like neither one really is complaining. Of course, she's going to be willing to stay a little longer. He's very attractive, a little crotchety. So she's like, ooh, what's up with this guy?
Right.
You know, and he's just like, ugh, my dick. I don't know.
You get it. So yeah, that's the deal. They're both on board and she comes in for work the next day. He doesn't acknowledge her, first of all.
Right.
He doesn't acknowledge her.
Playing it cool.
Yeah. She's like, well, anything I should or shouldn't do today? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, don't give anything else away. Like, this is my business. And then they have a moment where they brush up against each other.
Ooh.
And they just like, his arm touches her arm. And he looks angry, like, explain this chemistry between us. And he's again, like, kind of crotchety, like, kind of mean. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, why are you so frustrating? And she's like, I don't mean to be frustrating. And he's like, ugh. You know?
Yeah, because I don't think she's doing anything that's very frustrating. If anything, she actually tightens it up. She gets everything organized. She puts everything in the computer.
She's trying to stay out of his way.
Right.
But like, just but that just like, brush of
you're
the
so
arm.
Hot.
Yeah. Xylene's like, oh, I can't even look at you. You're so attractive. And then that night, her friend Lainey again is going to about to go home to her family. So they decide to go grab a few drinks that night. Girls' night out. And they go back to the bar, the scene of the first crime.
Mm-hmm. But also, who owns this bar? His brother, Macklin?
Yes,
right?
It is his brother.
And it's called
Crave.
Crave, yeah.
Yes, that was a good book, too. Mm-hmm. They're all good, you guys.
They're all really great.
So they go to Crave. Of course, who is there when they walk in?
Mm-hmm.
The sexy boys.
Oh.
Walker and Peck. And Peck is just so personable. He sees her and he's like, hey, come on over. Mm-hmm. Come on back.
Like, if I wasn't into Walker so much, it would definitely be Peck.
Peck is for sure a great number two.
Great number two.
Yeah, you're right. Walker was not in the picture.
Yeah. Well, hello, Peck.
I know. He's like so cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Walker.
Oh, he wins.
Number one of
number
all time.
Number one.
Yeah, so Peck convinces her to come say hello to Walker in the back. And she's like, no, I don't. No, he's cranky.
He's really mean.
So cranky. And he is. She goes back there and he's like, you want to sit? She's like, okay. And then he's just, yeah, like kind of cranky to her.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit flirty.
Oh, of course.
There's always that undertone of just like, want to have sex with you, but like, There was one conversation they had while she was sitting there. And he's like, you can sit down. I'm not going to bite.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, but if I did, you'd like it. Hey, Walker.
Yeah, there's no undertone there. That's
You're
straight
right.
up flirting.
I thought it was more subtle than it actually was. No. He's just like. That was my bite sound if you couldn't get
it
that through.
It was just air.
She does eventually just get up because he's being cranky like usual. And then this guy, Tommy, intercepts.
Oh, no.
And Tommy, it sounds like he's just the town skis.
Right.
He's just going to hit on every girl, but like going to be kind of rough with them and not in a sexy
more aggressive,
way.
Right.
And
he's that guy at the bar.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's that guy at the bar. And Walker, of course, has his eyes on Sienna.
Like, yeah.
So he sees Tommy.
Because she's new. So, of course, he's going to approach her.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so he sees Tommy zoop towards Sienna. Mm-hmm. And then he can tell she's like, haha, like, trying to get away nicely, right. Like you do
what
when
women
you're a
do
female.
When you're uncomfortable.
Right. You laugh and go, haha, that's okay. Thanks yeah. so much. Even though they're like grabbing your arm. And which that's what he does. Mm-hmm. He does grab her and she has like a flash of pain across her face. Mm-hmm. And Walker is just like,
not on my watch.
Not on my watch. And just like storms over and just decks him right in the face.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, Walker.
My lines.
And he does make sure she's okay.
Of course.
Checks on her a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then just like storms out.
Because he's still crotchety.
His job is done as the protector.
What a way to leave though.
Oh yeah.
Just like he's still super hot, still crotchety.
But now just
her
like
honor,
muscles are out.
And then just
out.
Like mic drops and leaves. You know, like, wow.
It's a statement.
Yeah.
I'd be like
wait, where are you going?
Save me again. Somebody else grab me. Take me home where it's safe. So the next day, she's, you know, at work, at Crank now. Mm-hmm. He's just looking at her all the time. Even Peck is like, are you going to work today?
Right.
Or are you just going to stare mm-hmm. at Blondie over there? And he's like, I'm working. He is not working. He is just watching her. Just like mosey around, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a moment where he comes in because she's organized everything so well. He's like, I can't find anything in here. Where's all the stuff? And she's like, because you don't know how to look like a typical man. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I clearly marked all the folders in here. You can find everything super easily.
Right.
She even is just kind of talking to herself like, I never thought I had it in me to like paperwork, but it must have been buried in my jeans. And he quietly, but not too quietly, goes, I'd love to be buried in your jeans.
Oh.
Damn.
See, I think this is the appeal of Walker. Like, he's so crotchety, but he lets his guard down every once in a while.
Yeah, and it's just like...
And then says something super hot.
And you're like, okay. He's hoping he didn't hear her, and she definitely heard her.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a little moment, because she's like, oh, you would you? Like, teasing him a little bit, and then they're, like, kind of close together, and he's like, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
But you did.
But you did. She's like, so you're thinking about me. And then Peck comes running in, like, there you guys are. What's going on? I'm like, damn it, Peck. We were getting close. But later that day, everybody's gone, right? Peck is gone. Sienna left. It's just Walker working on some cars like he does, like I appreciate.
I just visualize he's not wearing a shirt and he's like covered in a little bit of grease.
Right. His hair is like a mess, but like a sexy mess.
Got a little bandana in his back
pocket. Bandana for sure. Just like holding tools. And he's on one of those things. He's sliding out for a car, you know?
Yes.
He's like sliding in and out, just like grabbing manly tools. And like crank and stuff.
If he's on the floor, where's he grabbing him from?
It's not a full thing up here yet. Look, it's my
it's yours,
it's mine, okay. But he knows he's alone, but then he hears a car pull up and he sees a pair of tan legs.
Oh no.
And it's Sienna.
Oh.
And she tells him that
he knows
she
knows those legs from anywhere.
She tells him that she drove by a few minutes ago and saw that the lights were on and thought you might need some help.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in there? You hungry? I brought you a sandwich.
Need some company.
Need some help? And he's like, well, do you know anything about tools? And she's like,
not a lick.
But she goes, sure do. Sure do. While he's fixing this car, he'll just ask her for something. So he'll be like, can I have a wrench? And she'll quickly Google the tool and then hand it to him. And he's very impressed because he can't see her Googling.
Which is very smart of her.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, he goes, can you grab me a hay fork? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, sure. No problem. Puts it into her phone. And it just looks like a garden tool. And she's just like, oh my God, she's panicking. And then as she's like quickly searching through Google for what this tool could possibly be, he comes up behind her and goes, did you find it? He's on to her. Mm-hmm. He knows what she's doing. Clearly doesn't mind.
Right.
And like Walker, he's just giving her a hard time about it. He's like, I knew you didn't know these tools. Show me your phone. Like, I know what you were doing. Mm-hmm. She kind of just stomps away. Just like, I don't need this. And then she feels his gaze on her back.
I bet
and
she
the
does.
Crackle of energy.
Mm-hmm. Crackle,
and
crackle.
And then she can hear his boots walking towards her. And she looks behind her and he's just like full sex. Just like.
Just sex on a stick.
Just sex. And he's like, why do you keep coming around?
Because I work here.
I was going to try to go through this scene and like make it sexy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't have it in me to do this scene justice.
Do your best.
It's a very sexy scene.
I'll add some music.
All right, here we go. So he like pulls her in, mm-hmm. hand behind the neck.
Oh, yeah.
And just like kisses her good, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, ooh, I like it. And she's like feeling him up. She just feels like muscles and sweat and grease. Oh, yeah. Just like the dream. And then he pulls himself away and he's like, I stopped for your own good. And she goes, I'll put it like this. I need to get fucked. I'll let you decide by whom. And he's like, I'll do it. And then just like yanks her shirt off of her. Mm-hmm. It's just like hot.
Oh, it's hot.
You just take mm-hmm. my word for it. It is.
Or read the book. It's good.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think you just visualize it. It's dark. It's after hours. They're alone in this garage. You know, he's all like filthy from a hard day's work.
Yeah. It is such a good scene. I'm reading it again right now. It's very good. They're in like the corner of mm-hmm. the place, right? And they're just like going at it. Like animals, like clothes flying off. Mm-hmm. He's going down south. Oh. She's into it. She's like, how do I taste? And he's like, amazing. And then he's like, I got to move positions. Mm-hmm. And he picks her up and carries her to the hood of a vintage car.
I know.
Spreads her out on the car.
Like a buffet.
Oh, my. And he just like whips out his dong. And she's even like, oh, my God, it's so big.
It's the most beautiful dong.
It's so beautiful.
Have you ever seen an ugly dong? Like, just like, whoa. What the hell's that?
I don't think so.
I feel like most of them look relatively the same.
I have seen one that's very, very small.
You've told me this.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really wish you'd taken a photo.
I mean, just like a chapstick.
Just like skinny?
And
just like...
I have a chapstick right here.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. It was like this.
Really?
Yeah. It was...
Poor guy.
Gotta love college.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Walker's is ginormous.
Of course.
And she's like doing the math like, oh, it's going to fit. We're going to make it fit.
What's the math though? Like
algebra? I don't know. Again, they're on the hood of the car mm-hmm. and he's just like going for it. She's begging for
pound it. Pound
town. Pound town. Mm-hmm. And it was great.
It was great.
They both I was like,
wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Like blacked out a little bit. It's so great. I'm sure they did too. Mm-hmm. They clearly both had a great time.
Yeah.
So after they're on the hood of the car still, mm-hmm. dripping in sweat, he still, I imagine, has his grease on him and he's just like, sexy. And she's like, so now what? And he's like, now you leave.
I know.
Ah, Walker.
Kind of got me.
Can you imagine having that moment? First of all, at all? No.
I mean, because you're coming down, right? So it's just like amazing sex. And now you're coming down and then just be slapped in the face with that. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Leave. Oh, you don't want to get dinner? You don't want to...
I'm a little hungry.
Like, Netflix has some good stuff if you just want to hang out for a bit. He's like, get out of here. Yeah, okay. And it was sad.
Yeah, it caught me off guard.
It did. It was sad. Mm-hmm. Hurt my heart. Hurt her heart. Mm-hmm. Hurt his heart.
Yeah.
You could tell after he said it, he was like, I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
He felt bad.
It was a harsh thing to say.
It was harsh. I mean, it fits his personality.
That's true, yeah.
And after that, I mean, she's not going to go back to work for him.
I mean, I wouldn't. Or I would go and just like really fuck it up. I'd be like unorganizing everything. I'd be like, find it now, fucker.
He'd be like, back to normal. Nice. Yeah,
that's true.
But so she decides to leave. She's going to go home. She has no reason now to be in this town. And on her way out of town, she gets a flat tire. And before she had left, sweet, sweet Peck was like, if you ever need anything,
I know.
Call me.
He's
Walker's
amazing.
A douche. I'm sorry. I'm your friend. I'm here for you. So great. Gives her his number. And so when she gets a flat tire on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, it's like a cornfield, she calls Peck.
Right.
And she tells Peck, don't tell Walker.
Right.
But I got a flat and I need your help. Of course, when Peck comes to help her, who's in the passenger seat, it is Walker. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm sorry. He was standing right there. I had to tell him where I was going.
I get it.
He's so cute. But she's mad. She's mad when she sees him. She doesn't want to see him.
Right.
She's emotional. emotional. She's mad, but mm-hmm. also liked him a lot.
But I think it's funny that he was like, why didn't you call me?
Right. Walker's like, why didn't you call me instead of Peck? I'm like, because
you
hate
dismissed me after sex.
Like, you should know why I didn't call mm-hmm. you. Yeah, he's like, why didn't you call me? Like, really? And she even says, she's like, why in the world would I call you? And she's like, I don't need you here. I don't know why you came. Mm-hmm. We're good here. We're done. And he's just like, I came to talk to you. And she just kind of dismisses him back. She's like, I don't have anything left to say to you. You've said enough. Mm-hmm. And she can feel the tears, which don't you hate that feeling when you're like mad at somebody talking
just, like,
to them?
Slap your
you're like, get back in there.
Yeah.
Like, her eyes are just like covered in water tears. And she's like, no. Don't let him slip, but she's sad and they're just like sliding down her cheeks. Mm-hmm. She just like slaps a $50 bill in his hand. It's just like, thanks, bye.
I mean, he brought it on himself.
I know. It's just, I feel like you felt her emotions.
I felt like
you
were about to cry just now. You were like looking side to side.
So sad. One character we didn't mention mm-hmm. is Nana.
Yes.
We love Nana.
We love Nana.
She's a Spitfire.
She's a pivotal character in all the books.
She is. Mm-hmm. Sorry for not bringing her up until now. That one's on me. Mm-hmm. She's great, hilarious, fantastic side character. She's all about getting the boys to church on Sunday and over for
lunch. And
she's
really like the woman in their lives.
Yes. Yeah. She kind of rallies them all together. And mm-hmm. she's the only one the boys listen to.
Right.
Because they're kind of just all over the place, crazy. Mm-hmm. But she gets them in line. A few days before, she had asked Sienna to join them at church mm-hmm. on this Sunday. She's not sure why she does this, but she goes to church. She just has a pull. I probably would not have gone.
No, not after what he said.
But she must have just felt it in her.
Unless Nana just showed up at my door to pick me up.
Yeah, but she does go to church, mm-hmm. and I'm glad she does.
Right.
But she walks in and sees all of the attractive brothers.
Could you? That would be a church I'd go to.
I mean, what a pew. Am I right? I would go to church.
I would be so distracted. Just praying like, Lord, just let me keep it together.
Give me a Gibson boy. God's like, not what I'm here for. Yanyo. But she walks up to where all of them are sitting. Mm-hmm. She says hello and Walker's like, what? Did not expect to see her.
Right.
Peck, super sweet, asks her to join him and sit with him so she's not alone. God, Peck.
I know, he's really great.
He's so great.
He's book 4, by the way. Just in case.
But you'll want to read them
all. You'll want to read them all.
But after church, mm-hmm. Nana's like, well, dinner's at my house. You're all coming.
Man, I love a Nana dinner.
Love a Nana dinner. Mm-hmm. Sienna's like, I don't need to go to this family meal.
Right.
And Peck is just like, nope, you're coming with me. Mm-hmm. You'll be my date for this. You'll go with me. I'll drive you.
And Nana wants her there.
Yeah, Nana invited her.
Yeah.
But the second that Peck says Sienna's riding with him, that the two of them will be there, mm-hmm. Walker's just like, what'd you say? Like, he's so mad. Because he's just like bursting with jealousy that
right. But
she's
you know
with
what?
Peck. Mm. You missed your chance,
you missed
Walker.
It.
You didn't
you
really.
You need to work a little harder.
But you do got to work a little harder. Mm-hmm. And so Sienna's like, I don't make me go. Like, right. I don't want to go. And he's like, just trust me. If you want to be with them, and she's like, I want to be with them, then like, let's just do this. Mm-hmm. One dinner. Go with me. And she does. And all the boys there, I say boys, they're all just like sexy men. They're all funny. And they're kind of joking with her. They make her feel welcome, kind of hitting on her here and there mm-hmm. to be funny because that's her personalities. Mm-hmm. Walker's just like brooding and angry. And he does talk to Peck for a little bit. And Peck is like, I'm scared. He looks really mad. But then they all sit down for dinner, and Walker comes in and asks if she'll talk to him outside. And she does. Mm-hmm. And his mood now is a little bit different, right? He's kind of dropped the cranky persona. He's softer. She can tell that he's real with her.
It's what Nana's house does to you.
It's what Nana does. Mm-hmm. And he's just having a moment of honesty. And she's also getting out her frustrations. Like, mm-hmm. you kicked me to the curb. I mean...
so hard.
That hurt.
You leave now.
Yeah. And she's like, it felt like you regretted what we did. It was hurtful what you did to me. Mm-hmm. And he said he didn't regret it. And he just is like, you make me so crazy because mm-hmm. I'm so into you. I don't know how to handle it. Like, I don't know what to do. I didn't expect you to come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like his life wasn't in a place, like he just never saw her coming at all.
Right.
He just made some bad decisions because he didn't know how to handle it. But he does say that he's sorry. He's sorry for what he said and how he made her feel. And he said that he wished he could have just, you know, taken her home. And he wanted that. He just didn't know. His mind was in like scrambles. Like he just didn't know what to do. She can just tell he means every word. And so she forgives him.
Yeah.
I forgive him. You forgive him. We're good.
You're going to forgive him pretty quick.
I love him. He's my number one.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Did you forgive him?
I would forgive him, but that still was, I mean, that's harsh.
It
to
was.
Like have amazing sex and then just be like dismissed.
I know.
Like, I don't, oof, I don't know. That'd be bad.
But I yeah. know. You're right. I forgive him. So, and they seem to be back on track after that. Like they're
right. mm-hmm.
kind of together. Mm-hmm. One night they're on the couch and they're cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
He sees that she has a baseball shirt on. He's like, I've seen you in a baseball shirt before. Like, mm-hmm. do you like baseball? And here's where she starts to feel uncomfortable because up to this point, he does not know about her family.
Right.
And he does not know she comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
She just decides, I mean, she has to be honest with him.
Right.
And she says that one of her brothers is a pro baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wait a second. Your brother is the Lincoln Landry? And she's like, yeah, that's my brother. And he's like, the Lincoln Landry, that is your brother. And she's like, yep. That's it.
And there's a book about him in the Landry series.
Yep. And mm-hmm. he's like, isn't your other brother a governor?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah.
Yep. That's my family.
Mm-hmm. And his mind is blown. Like, mm-hmm. he just had no idea.
Right. He's a small town, blue-collared worker. He's not thinking that he's going to run into somebody like her.
Yeah. And she's worried. She's worried he's going like, to treat her differently mm-hmm. or, you know, it's going to change their relationship.
Right.
Which, mm-hmm. she comes from a lot of money, but it doesn't. And mm-hmm. he just kind of like, okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just cuddle some more. But I will say the cuddling turns into some sexy time pretty quick.
All the hot, sexy scenes in this book are really good.
They are. There's a point where he was like, I told myself I was going to go slow, but with you, I can't. I need you so bad. And she's like, I need you too.
Mm-hmm. Alok, I'm telling you, you know how to write these.
Well done. After they make some sweet, sweet love,
mm-hmm.
he's like,
sweet, sweet love.
This is the prettiest I've ever seen you.
Mm-hmm. Which I just pictured like disheveled hair and just like sweat.
Just like mascara someplace that shouldn't be. And she's like, thanks. And then he's like, let me draw you a bath. And she's like, only if you get in with me.
Oh.
And he's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's like, my plan worked.
Yeah. And then the next day, he's at work talking to Peck. He asks if they have a phone book. He tells Peck, it's time.
It's time.
Which we don't know what that means yet, mm-hmm. but he's like, I need to make a call.
Right.
And so that night he's on a date with Sienna and he tells her like, I want us to be together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this with you. I'm in it for everything, good and bad. It's me and you.
Right.
I want this. And she is like, same. Like they're a couple. And he tells her, I have to go out of town this weekend, but when I get back, I want us to talk about some things.
Right.
And she's a little bit like, I don't
clearly
know.
Clearly there's
means.
Something.
There is something
yeah.
that he's going to do while he's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of like jokes with her and gets her off topic and mm-hmm. they're fine. But a few days later, once he's back, she's with the guys at the bar, Crave. They're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all just kind of freeze when mm-hmm. somebody walks in the door. And she's like, what's going on?
Right.
And then she sees a woman come in with black hair, high cheekbones.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks straight over to their group, puts her hand on Walker's shoulder and is like, hey, honey, I'm home. And then she also is just like, oh, is this her? And Sienna's like, what is going on? And Walker's just like pale faced.
Right.
His voice is shaky. He's like, Sienna, like he doesn't know what to say.
Right.
She's looking at the other brothers, guys there, and
they're all like, ugh.
They're also just like pale, mm-hmm. worried. And she's just like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman goes, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Tabby Gibson, Walker's wife. Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walker.
When I read this part, I was like,
Walker, what are you doing?
Yeah, strike two, Walker.
Oh my gosh. She is just shocked, mm-hmm. obviously. And she's like, you're married?
Mm-hmm.
How mm-hmm. could you not tell me this? She feels humiliated. She feels betrayed.
Rightfully so.
Because she's mm-hmm. friends with all of these guys now.
Yeah.
Even Peck,
None
she's
of them
like,
said
Peck,
anything.
You didn't tell me. How could you guys make a joke out of me? You all knew he was married. Mm-hmm. And you just watched me look like an idiot mm-hmm. dating him. And nobody said anything. Like, the whole town knew.
Right.
She was the only one who did it. Man. And so she storms out. Obviously, he chases after her. But she's just furious. She's like, it's a yes or no question. Are you married?
Right.
And he has to say, yes, I'm married. And he tries to get her to calm down and say that he hasn't seen her in a couple years. But all she can hear is he's married.
Married.
Which I get, like, he's married. mm-hmm. That's all she hears. What he's saying now sounds like an excuse. And she's just so hurt. She walks away. He tries to get her to stay, but...
Wasn't she like, fuck you?
Yeah, pretty much. And she left.
Give everybody a minute here.
Let's take a drink. That was a rough one.
At this point, what would you do? I mean, we all understand your attraction to him, but like, what would you do? You find out he's married. You know there's obviously more to the story, but you can't hear it.
I think I would have done what she did. She did know that there was more to the story, mm-hmm. and she did know that he wanted to talk to her about something, and she kind
of... bad timing.
She realizes that mm-hmm. he was going to tell her. I think her knowing that on her own...
But do you feel like he should have at least mentioned it earlier?
Yes. But I also see, like, he never expected her. She didn't live there. Like, I think he should have said it when they decided to be a couple.
Yes.
Like, that's the time to say it.
Yes.
That was the time he decided to take care of it and ask for a divorce. Mm-hmm. But that would have been the time to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walker. Come on, man.
Thank God you're good looking. I just can't imagine what she must feel like, though. Being dismissed after hot sex and then finding out that he's married and everybody knows.
I know. And poor Peck even tries to get the talk one more time. Mm-hmm. He asks her to go on a drive with him and he takes her to Crave during the day. Nobody's there. Mm-hmm. But Walker's there and he tries to explain himself. She feels like it's kind of done. And she just feels like she's been lied to. And it's hard to come back from that. And he just tells her, or she just tells him that she needs to go. Mm-hmm. Like she has to go. And then later, Peck is like, you're just gonna let her walk away. Walker tells Peck, like, she's her own person. I can't stop her. Mm-hmm. Walker does give Peck a letter mm-hmm. to give to Sienna because Peck is gonna drive Sienna to the airport.
Because he's a saint of a man.
So true. So Peck gives Sienna the letter right. when he dropped her off and has just said, you know, this is from Walker. I don't know what it says, but I'm sorry that we're here. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peck is so sweet again. And she is in the airport. She's at the gate mm-hmm. and she decides to read the letter. And... it's so
sweet.
What
a good letter.
What a letter. I mean, he just says that he's made a lot of mistakes in his life, but that's the only one he would go back and fix was hurting her, keeping that from her. He's so sorry. And he panicked. And like when he realized he loved her, he panicked and tried to end things with Tabby, his wife.
I mean, their marriage wasn't great to begin with, you know, and then she just bailed on him.
It sounds like when they got married, he was like even drunk that day. Like,
right.
Things
like
were
he was
really
just a
bad.
Kid. Yeah.
They were young. His parents had just passed away. Mm-hmm. She did leave. She cheated on him a bunch and left him. And he just never went after her.
Right.
That
and
was the whole thing.
He didn't file for divorce because he didn't know where she was.
He said that he didn't even care enough to track her down.
Right.
He was just like, it's over. Never really loved her.
Right.
She left. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And the thing that made this different is he never went after Tabby, but he went after Sienna. Mm-hmm. So Sienna reads this heartfelt letter where he explains everything and he tells her, I'll wait a lifetime for you to come back. Like, mm-hmm. do what you have to do, but I'm here when you're ready. She's like, I'm not gonna get on the plane. Like, you can't.
This is a very Friends moment.
It is. And she doesn't get on the plane. And when she picks up her bags, she turns around and there he is. And he was gonna catch a flight to Atlanta to see her, mm-hmm. but she never got on the flight.
She
so they're at the airport together and they say that they love each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the book.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
But yeah, that was the book, right?
It was so good.
It's a good book.
It's so good. I love both of the characters so much.
Yeah, they're very different. And that's kind of what we've been going for, you know?
Yes.
And so it was just a nice book. I liked it.
Complement each other really well. Mm-hmm.
But even the writing, so you just feel all the feelings. And that's what we love about the book. You know, you feel how she feels when she gets rejected.
Yeah.
You feel how she feels when she finds out he's still married. It's great stuff. It's good stuff.
It's so good. Yeah. And all the side characters are great.
Top shelf writing.
Peck is fantastic. Nana is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
The town is great. Little side characters here and there.
Right.
Tug at the heartstrings. Mm-hmm. It's just a great book. And it's an easy read.
Mm-hmm.
The series is great.
And, you know, she mentions just enough of the other brothers to kind of get you prepared for the series.
Yeah.
And I really love that.
Yeah, you get just enough to be like, I want to know more about him. And I did, and I read them all.
Yes.
They're so good.
I would recommend the whole series for sure. I think you should read it.
Yeah. But this one, we've always talked about Walker and Crank. In like other episodes
right.
too.
Even in Restraint, we were like, oh, Walker. He comes at the very end of that book and we're like, ooh.
It's one of my favorites.
Well done.
Well done, A-Lock. Well.
That was really animated.
Well. Well, our next book is One Last Stop by Casey McQuiston.
And we've read her other book, Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Yes.
And that was great.
Loved that book. So I'm so excited for her next one. I haven't read it yet. So
it comes out June 1st.
I'm very excited to read it.
Very excited.
So that's our next one. But we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.